and life is supposed to be fun. But at the end of the day, what you need to recall and what you need to want to know, and when you know you can never unknow, is that everything in your world you created yourself. Every dynamic that is, you created. If it's got a name, you created it. And once you come to that place of power, if there's something that you don't care for, you can overlay it with one you do care for. And then you find yourself bebopping along, having fun, having joy, having contrast, preferring which flavor ice cream you like, eating as many chocolate cakes as you can slide down your throat hole, and having a marvelous, wonderful time. That's what it's supposed to be about. Folks get so tangled up in being so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good. And then they find themselves confounded, and then they go, well, I'm just going to get me some cancer. The cancer's the only thing that's going to help me at this point. I can't see no other way out, and I'd rather go out with cancer before them divas get us. So, you know, it just makes it so much simpler after a little bit. So humans are deciding to transition out of their meat sack body where their creativity or creation element lies, and they use that as their excuse to no longer enjoy the place of creating. Because it isn't about living. You are an eternal being. We don't care which aliens is fixing to come probe you rectally. You are eternal. And when you get that concept in your throat hole, it becomes great. And you can turn on your pineal gland and figure it all out real fast. Because then the labyrinth of your mind won't be used to confound you and offer every concept that you can consider other than the obvious of how did all this happen, how did it get here, who, what, when, where, how, and why, that you spend all day every day trying to figure out. You ain't no closer than you was when you separated yourself from your power the first time. So let's talk about it one more time. We've done it 99 million times so far. Maybe the next one we'll get it. But regardless of that whole process, at the end of the day, come into your place of power. Embrace everything that brings you joy.